Is that what you call it? Just the
shed. And it might be attached to the barn.
With a roof over it?
With a roof over it.
Where do you keep the pigs and cows and hogs at night?
Keep them in pens, and they have hog houses. They have houses made for them to stay in.
Did this have a shelter, or was it open?
It's a small house, and different ones, and they keep the pigs in it, and they have a section in it where if the mother hog is in there and the pigs are on the outside, they can nurse through a crack. Yeah, as she lays, she'll lay down and they can.
One side?
She can, they put her in a small house, just with a cover on it, and keep her in there. And when she lays down, why, they can come up, and there's a slat down at the bottom just about so far that can reach her, you see. And that's where they do that in order to keep her from rolling over on them if they're large.
She'll turn that way to nurse.
Yeah, she'll lay down on the side. She just has enough room in there for that, to lay down, and they can get there. They can nurse then.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did people used to keep their milk and butter in for the days of the refrigerator?
In churns in the spring, if they had a spring on the place.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you remember a trough near a spring where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough where you could set jugs and crocks of milk?
Yes.
Butter to keep them.
Yeah. Clean?
What'd you call this?
You just call it a trough. And it's made out of virgin timber, or wide timber. It doesn't leak, and the water is piped down to it, and it goes out at the other end to keep from running over. After Grandma rose, there was a great big long trough, at least 15 feet, and it was the sides on it made out of very thick lumber, 2-inch lumber, and is about 12 inches, and at the end, it had a trough that they piped down to the lot in the barn, and the water was piped in the beginning, was piped down a trough like this, made out of two planks, and later it was piped in under the ground from the spring, and came in a regular water pipe, inch and a half water pipe. It came to the back porch and then was brought up on the back porch and was an everlasting spring and ran night and day. And it went into this huge trough, and Grandma kept the milk down there.
Is that cold?
Cold as it could,
down?
Yeah, cold.
Even just, in the summertime?
Yeah, just as cold as it can as freestone. And it had fish traps a long time ago before they outlawed them. And they go down the creek, because I've been down there with Grandma when I was a little girl. And we'd get a great big fish where they'd catch them in these traps across the creek. And the traps were made out of lumber and wire, in order to hold them, and the fish would live from then on, because Grandpa'd go down there and bait them with bread and things, bring them up there, and then they'd bring some and put them in this trough, and we wanted some for a meal, she'd just go out there and dress them.